You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. In an era where consumers are more mobile than ever before, the ability to offer both convenience and quality is essential. On the heels of a 64th brand anniversary and record-breaking year of expansion, Church's Chicken continues to evolve to meet the needs of its growing fan base. Today, we are joined by Bill Schreiber, once again, Vice President of Global Business Development at Church's Chicken, to discuss the chicken expert's non-traditional growth strategy and upcoming expansion plans. Mr. Schreiber, always great to have you with us here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Pleasure being here as always.
Yeah, tell us, so with over 1,600 restaurants in 25 countries, it's evident that Church's is growing rapidly and broadly as well. What are your expansion plans for the coming year, 2017, as we're already looking at that?
Well, as you know, this year we've already started our expansion plans, and in terms of 17, we look to grow internationally as well as domestically again, and of course expand our footprint across the world. On the domestic side, from 2017, it's looking to open anywhere between 20 to 50 restaurants, and then on the international side, we would love to be able to get up around the 80 to 100 range, considering with what our expansion plans are working at right now. We strongly believe that's achievable and is going to happen.
Also, can you tell us about some of the different kinds of non-traditional locations franchisees can't opt for as a part of the Church's Chicken system?
Sure. As we, you know, as we look to grow, consumers are more demanding of all brands nowadays, and especially ours, for convenience as well as portability. So when you look at non-traditional locations, which would include airports, bus stations, mall, we consider non-traditional as in malls, as well as in arenas, sporting venues and things like that. That is a plan that we will allow ourselves for our consumers to have a different points of distribution available to them. So we looked at it as the non-traditional is a fill-in where we have an opportunity to go into places that are just not traditionally our restaurants that we normally build, which is our freestanding and inline restaurants in the United States, and then different kind of malls and things internationally.
Now, we've read that Church's recently opened in the Vancouver International Airport. That is happens to be Canada's second busiest airport, and I've actually been there quite a few times myself. From a development standpoint, why are airports such critical real estate in the quick service industry?
Well, it's where you have captive audiences, and as you alluded to in your statement, Eric, it's the second busiest airport in Canada. So right now we're in the departure on the international side and part of a food court. So what we allow to happen is our consumers who know and love our brand in Vancouver now have the ability to, when they're leaving, have access to our great fried chicken, as you know, but this is something that they wouldn't normally get if they were to buy it at the restaurant and then try and carry it into the airport, because, as you know, that's not allowed. So having this inside the airport is critical real estate for an additional point of distribution for our brand, but more importantly, to satisfy our consumers' taste on when they are traveling.
Today, we're joined by Bill Schreiber, Vice President of Global Business Development at Church's Chicken here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Schreiber, what challenges do quick service restaurant brands face in airports, universities, and these other non-traditional locations that they don't typically experience with the more traditional locations?
Well, in airports, it's really just a matter of distribution and supply chain, being able to get product into the airport. It's not as simple as having a truck pull up and to say, oh, here's your chicken for the week. It has to be monitored and done very different. Also, how employees are hired. It's not, you can't hire somebody and begin their training immediately. They have to go through necessary protocol and background checks. And you could be a week to 2 weeks before you have an employee start. So staffing and forward-looking staffing is critical. In universities and sports arenas and stuff, it's really, you're not a 365-day-a-year business. Like we're in our traditional locations. In terms of universities, you could be open for only 8 to 9 months out of the year. And during the summer breaks and stuff, you may have access to students, but not near the amount that you normally have. So being able to plan the cycle of your year in those particular venues is a lot more difficult, and you have to be much more strategic about how you do it. And of course, in sports arenas and stuff, you're only busy when games are in town. So being able to leverage your brand, your marketing, and your menu in those situations when that venue is open is the thing you've got to be able to plan for, and those are the challenging things that are so different from our traditional locations.
Interesting thoughts there. Now, are non-traditional locations more popular domestically than they are internationally, and what are some of the trends that you're seeing in regards to location and design across the world?
Well, the non-traditional brand, they're absolutely looked at and I would say more popular from a domestic standpoint, because non-traditional is very defined in the United States. On the international side, what we would call non-traditional in the United States, in the international venues, non-traditional looks very different. Non-traditional is really just airports and sporting arenas and venues like that, whereas traditional for them, because they don't have the land in a lot of places to be able to build freestanding restaurants and have access to land that will allow you to build those kind of venues, that inlines and malls are very traditional over across, or what we say across the pond, but internationally, than they are domestically.
And lastly, what advice would you offer franchisees that are ready to broaden their reach and maybe looking to step outside the box?
The biggest advice I give to anybody is understand, is it part of your strategy, and can you really support it? Because doing non-traditional venues, especially in the United States, really takes a different thought process and a different way of looking at doing the business. Airports are a little bit easier because you can understand business flow a little easier because of the airport's value. Like here in Atlanta, you know, you understand what each one of the terminals and everything do. But in some other places, that's not necessarily so easy to be able to project. So thinking outside of the box is, are you dedicated to, one, going after those particular type of venues, but two, also understand that the traditional license agreements that you write for your locations, a freestanding one or stuff, typically are not the same in non-traditional venues, i.e., as an example, in airports. Most operators ask for no marketing fee because it's a captured audience, and TV and stuff don't reach there, and they're not, quote unquote, a destination location, meaning people don't drive out to the airport to say, let's go to Church's Chicken and have dinner inside Terminal E. So that's the kind of things I would tell people to initially have thoughts about as they're looking to go into non-traditional.
Always helpful information. Bill, where can listeners get more information, and how can they be in touch with you in regards to churches?
Well, the biggest thing I would tell them is we're going to make this real simple for them. They can call me directly or email me. My direct line is 770-350-3837, or they can email me at bschreiber@churches.com.
Easy enough. Bill, as always, great to have you with us, and I certainly look forward to our next conversation right here on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, always a pleasure to be able to be helpful, and I love being a part of your program.
And we enjoy it as well. We have been speaking with Bill Schreiber, Vice President of Global Business Development at Church's Chicken. And for more information, simply visit churches.com, or to email Bill directly, it is bschreiber@churches.com. EPN.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.